This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Today's discussions is CEOs as leaders, five key points. And really the gist of this conversation is as follows. Today's discussion, the first point is many CEOs came out of one side of the business or the other. They often came out of the ops side or more often the growth and customer facing side. And one of the things that you find with CEOs and with leaders is they tend to often play to their strengths. So if you hire a growth sales-oriented CEO, that's where they lead. If you hire an ops-centered CEO, that's where they lead. And that's okay and somewhat normal. The second key point, though, is if they have to recognize and be self-aware of their strengths. So if their strengths are on one side of the arena or the other, one side of the business or the other, they've got to recognize that and be very clear about it. The third point is, once they recognize their strengths, because they will naturally tend to dive and focus on their area of strength, they need to bulk up and really pay attention to the other side of the business. And this is something we see often in business and in sports. So our fourth point will be that analogy to business. The city CEO, the CEO currently, she came out of the ops side. And so what's happened over her first couple of years in business, she has spent a lot of time streamlining the businesses, restructuring the businesses, getting the operations in order. What is lacking from a Wall Street perspective is her focus on growth and sales. And what you really have to have is, you don't necessarily have to be an all-star in both categories, but you have to be very self-aware and recognize where your weaknesses are and your strengths are, and recognize that somebody with strength in a certain area is likely to tend to lean into that area. Thus, you need to overcompensate almost to lean into or build teams around the other area. We see a very similar thing with sports. You could hire as a team someone who was a former defensive coordinator, which the Bears, the Chicago Bears did recently. And of course, I understand everything from the Chicago Bears perspective or Chicago sports perspective. But the point being, they hired someone who's a former defensive coordinator. So by mid-season, their defense was getting better and better because it's an area that he understood. But what happened was, if you're going to be that person and have that bias towards what you understand, you have to almost overcompensate, be self-aware, and hire great people to run the offense so the offense works as well as the defense. It's very similar to in business, make sure that the ops run as well as the sales and growth side. And we see this over and over again in business. And it's often, we see it as a rebound in business. A rebound meaning a company had a CEO who's too focused on business. Boeing might be the right example, too focused on business development and growth. So now they're going to hire somebody very safety-oriented, very control and operations-oriented, and that may be fine. The other side of the equation we see sometimes is a company gets so mired in sort of stagnant sales growth, their operations run fine, but they're not growing the business. So the next leader becomes someone really focused on the sales and growth side. The reality is you have to mesh both of them. And as a CEO, you need to understand your own perspective on it and where your strengths are to make sure you show enough bias towards the other side as well, because your natural bias might lead you to your point of comfort. This is something for all CEOs and leaders to think about, to understand your own points of comfort, your own points of strength, but to make sure as an organization, you're really embracing both sides of the ball, as we would say in sports. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. If you're the first person to text me with comments on this, 773-766-5322. I'd love to hear your comments and would love to have you follow up. If you're the first person to text me on CEO Leaders, this podcast, we will send you a $100 Amazon gift certificate. Not that Amazon needs any more help, as Jeff Bezos was most recently ranked again as the second richest person in the world. So I'm not so worried about them, but either way, we'll send you the $100 Amazon gift ticket. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast.